Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Welcome to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. This is DeAndre Marie, the producer of the show, and I'm filling in for Richard while he is on vacation and spending some time with his family. First and foremost, we want to wish you all a very happy holiday season. We appreciate you listening to the show and have a free gift to offer you. There is a free book written by Richard titled The Life of a Gentleman, which sparked the idea for this podcast. You will find helpful tips and insight into various topics about fashion, lifestyle, and business. Download your free copy of this book by visiting thelifeofagent.com. So, gentlemen, let's take a stroll down memory lane. We are at the end of the year, so I'm pretty sure we are all exhausted. But here's a pick-me-up. This throwback interview features Jeff from Angel's Cup. Angel's Cup is a coffee tasting subscription service that even has an app where you can record your tasting notes and compare those notes with others in the community. Hear Jeff talk to Richard more about his business and how it works on this throwback episode of The Life of a Gentleman.
Hey guys, if you're like me, then you probably like to start your day with what's probably considered the world's most popular beverage, and that's coffee that probably comes to mind. And today we have a great guest on the line that has a very innovative way to get your coffee fix. Who I'm talking to today is Jeff from Angel's Cup. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Richard. Great to be here.
Yeah, we are certainly glad to have you on. As I mentioned, the company's name is Angel's Cup, and you guys deliver coffee right to people's doorstep, which is awesome. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit more about the company and how you came up with it, just to get things started.
Yeah, sure. So Angel's Cup is a blind coffee tasting club where our subscribers get to blindly sample up to 208 different coffees every year. That's four new coffees every week. We have a light and a medium roast subscription option. And basically what that means is that you get a box of coffee in the mail, and it has four small samples in it. And you don't know what they are until after you've tried them. They come with a number on each bag, and that number matches the card that comes in it. Or you could use our app to record tasting notes and then see how your answers compare to either roasters or other members of our community. And so it's a really great way to learn how different coffees taste and to develop a sharper sense of taste if that's something you're into.
You know, I like that idea. That's a really fun way to find out what you like, because sometimes people, we say we like this or we don't like that, and we really don't know. Do you find that sometimes people are surprised by what they, you know, their taste buds say rather than what their brain tells them?
Yeah, so I think personally I find that's true. I definitely think that if you buy a bag of coffee, it'll usually say on the bag that it tastes like something like plum, citrus, and raw sugar cane. And as soon as you've read those words, too late to go back. You're gonna look for those things and you're gonna be more likely to find them. If you're trying a cup of coffee and you have no idea what's in it, you have no idea where it came from or who roasted it, you're going in as a blank slate and you're not going to be biased. This gives you a chance to say what you really think about the coffee and then see if you're sort of in the same ballpark as other people who are trying the same coffee at around the same time. And it's sort of like the same thing with wine. I think I first noticed this when I started doing wine tastings with my uncle in California, who's really into wine. You're automatically going to be biased by the person who's serving it to you, because they're going to pour it and they're going to say, this tastes like X, Y, and Z. And you can't go back once they say that. You're stuck thinking, okay, this is supposed to taste like X, Y, Z, so I'm going to agree, because otherwise I'm going to sound stupid. By doing it in a blind tasting format, we're all kind of equally stupid and we're all trying to figure out what it tastes like together.
I like that. I mean, that makes it fun too. It's like a surprise. Yeah. How often do these get sent? Is this weekly or is it monthly?
The light tasting flight we do weekly. Every single week we pick four completely new coffees that we've never shipped before and we'll never ship again. Medium roast, we do bi-weekly. The reason there's a little bit of a difference there is because the darker you roast the coffee, the more coffees from all different origins are sort of going to converge on one similar tasting profile. And so we find it a little bit easier to find interesting, unique light roasted coffees. Medium roasts are a little bit more challenging. And we don't actually even have a dark roast subscription because by the time you get to dark roast, all the coffees pretty much taste the same.
That's good to know. Something to think about.
Yeah.
Now, the name, Angel's Cup, how did you come up with that, and what does that mean to you all as a company?
So, in the world of whiskey and wine, as whiskey and wine ages in an oak barrel, a small bit of the water actually evaporates out through the walls of the barrel as it ages. And so, in wine tasting, that's historically been called the Angel's Share, and in whiskey making, it's been called the Devil's Take. And so, we sort of came up with the idea of Angel's Cup. Cupping is a process where people taste coffee, so there's a little bit of a double entendre there. It's like the angels are cupping. It's also sort of like a little bit of the coffee goes missing, and it's going to our subscribers who are getting to try a little sip of each one. So that's sort of where that came from.
Oh, that's a really cool story. Thank you for that. It's a little bit of education for us coffee fans out there. You mentioned that you get 208 different flavors per year, right? Is that exactly the number?
It's actually 312. If you've got every light and every medium roast coffee we ship, it would be 312. But it's 208 light roasts per year, and it's 104 mediums per year.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, that right there just kind of blows me away. Now, how do you go about finding all these different roasters? Because these are probably coming from all around the world then, I would assume.
So we only actually work with roasters in the U.S. We're just fortunate there are so many of them.
Wow.
It's a pretty small cottage industry. I mean, these are like, I think, so to be a coffee roaster is a challenge because it's not a business that scales terribly well. Companies like Starbucks or some of the bigger roasters like Peet's, you know, they're going out, they're sourcing these massive lots of coffee. And their mission is sort of to create a flavor profile that's going to taste the same all year long, all year round, year in, year out. The smaller roasters are going out there and they're finding micro lots of coffee. They're finding very small batches of coffee from small independent farms, and they're sourcing the absolute best lots they can possibly find. And usually their shipments of coffee are so small that they only keep each individual coffee in stock for maybe 1 to 3 months. And it's not a business model that scales very well, but it's a good way if you want to be a small business owner to have a profitable business. And so we're fortunate there's hundreds of them all across the country that are going out and sourcing amazing coffees, roasting them just right. And in the beginning, it was a challenge to reach out to them. A lot of them we found on Instagram and a little bit more on Twitter. And now that we've grown a little bit larger and more reputable, a lot of them just reach out to us and they send us samples. And so every day we're trying somewhere between 3 and 12 samples of coffee that were sent to us by roasters, and we pick our favorites.
Sounds like you guys have a lot of fun. That's a good job, especially if you like coffee.
Yeah, that's the fun part of the job for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I could see that. Now, if somebody is interested in signing up for the subscription, how does it work exactly? If they go on the website, what are their options and what's the process like?
Well, that's a pretty smooth process, I think. Sure, you go on our website. We have three main subscription options. We have the Black Box, which is sort of our bigger tasting flight. It's like a full 11-ounce box of coffee with 4 different samples in it. We also have the Cupping Flight, which is a smaller version. Same exact coffee, just a smaller version. So you get effectively 1 or 2 cups of each coffee, maybe 3 cups of each coffee. And then we have All Stars, which is sort of a unique offering that we have. Basically, for All Stars, what we do is we look at the tasting notes that people are recording online using our app, all the copies, and then we select the highest rated ones based on what our community feedback was. And we ship one new bag each week. So then you're not getting the blind tasting, you're not getting the variety, but you are getting one exceptionally excellent coffee that's been voted on by our community. And if you just want new coffee and you want to try some of the best stuff out there, it's a great way to do it. Other options include you can choose between whole bean, fine grind, or coarse grind. And of course, you have the choice between light or medium roast. And that's pretty much it.
That is a simple process, and I like that you have a lot of options for people. People can choose what they want to do, things like that. Now, if you do come across one that you really, really like, how can they order it? Do they have to go directly to the manufacturer, or can you order repeat through you guys?
It's something we hope to do in the future, but we've tried in the past and sort of failed. when we first launched our website, we had a section where you could go see all the coffees we've shipped, and you could buy them from each roaster directly through us. People liked the idea, but in practice, it wasn't that great of a business for us, because what would happen is, like I said, these coffees, they're only in stock for maybe 1 to 3 months each. And so we kept on having this problem where somebody would order a coffee that they recently tried from us through our website, and it would be out of stock. And we had one customer who ordered something from us that was out of stock. We asked him to pick something new. It was out of stock again. And then we asked him to pick something new, and it's out of stock again. So they picked three coffees in a row that were all out of stock. It was very embarrassing. And so we sort of scrapped that portion of our business. Something we're going to return to in the future once we're more able to figure that out and want the roasters to notify us about when things are coming into or going out of stock. But for now, we just skip it. Our app has a button that links you straight through to the roaster's website to the coffee, so it's easy to find. And of course, just always do a Google search for them. You can find them and buy directly through them. We don't take a cut. We're just like, we don't want to be a middleman, so we just pass those sales right on through to the roasters, and we think that those are earned sales for them.
Yeah, that makes sense. And if you really like it, go ahead and jump on their website and get it, right? So that's cool.
Yeah. Say hi, tell them Angel's Talk sent you, and enjoy the coffee.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about this as a gift. You know, I noticed on your website it says that you could send it as a gift. And, you know, I'm really thinking it would be an amazing gift, because we all know somebody who loves coffee. So why not send them something like this that not only is going to satisfy their craving for coffee, but it's also a fun experience.
Yeah, it's a great coffee gift. The reason it's such a great gift is that it's good for anybody, whether you're just getting into coffee or whether you're like a hardcore coffee expert. We have people using Angel's Cup who are winning coffee-based competitions and championships the last 3 years in a row. There's a national competition called the Cup Taster Championship, and the winner has been an Angel's Cup subscriber. So these are like literally the top of the top industry professionals who are subscribed to Angel's Cup. And, you know, people who are into coffee, they frequently get coffee-themed gifts, and it's things that they don't want. Like, you know, if you're an expert in something, like if you're really into like sneakers, you don't want somebody else buying sneakers for you, because you know what kind of sneakers you like, and it's not going to be what somebody else gets in the store. A lot of people get, like, Starbucks gift cards as gifts, or they get, like, a French press or something, and it's not what they want. Anybody who's into coffee or thinks they might be into coffee is going to love Angel's Cup. And, yeah, we have gifting options. So, basically, the way gifting works is you prepay for either 3, 6, or 12 months of coffee, and this is not, like, a recurring thing that you have to worry about canceling. It just runs automatically through. We let the person know that it was the last tasting, and if you needed to, you could always delay the first shipment until a certain date. So if you wanted to get your Christmas shopping done now, you can get ready for, you know, the holiday season, and the first shipment won't go out until whenever you tell us to ship it. So it could be right before Christmas, right after Christmas, whenever you need it.
Yeah, that's a nice feature as well. I like that. You can put that on hold and save it, but you get something done, cross that off your list, right?
Yeah, and also, I mean, if you have a regular subscription, we're really easy to cancel. If you need to cancel or you can pause, we don't make you call us and bother us. It's as easy as pressing one button on our site. We're not like this one of those annoying subscription services where we make it a challenge to cancel. We know people, you know, situation changes or whatever, the preferences change. And so we find that a lot of people, even when they do cancel, they end up coming back because it's an overall really great experience.
Yeah, it really sounds like it. Now, I would love for you to give out your social media information and also the website one more time so people can connect with you, kind of get more familiar with it, and then hopefully jump on the website and sign themselves up or sign up a friend or a family member or a coworker or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. So our website is just angelscup.com. You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at Angels Cup. If you search for us on Facebook, we have one of those business profile pages, which we don't really use that much, but we also have a group. It's basically our coffee tasting group. And people who are in that group are actually talking about, you know, the coffees they're trying and what's going on in the coffee world. So it's a fun group to join if you're interested in coffee. Also, importantly, we have a coffee tasting app. You can search for Angel's Cup on the iOS store or on Google. Like, even if you're not getting coffees from us, you can record tasting notes on any coffee you try. If it's a coffee that's not in our database, you could add your roasters order coffees. We have people all around the world using the app. We have people in Hong Kong. We have people in South Korea entering coffee roasters and coffees and, you know, languages that I can't understand. It's just fun to see how it spreads. So that's definitely a great way to connect with us and to get into the, like, it's free. It's free. So you can just record tasting notes on any coffee you try at any coffee shop. And, you know, just even recording tasting notes even if it's not a blind tasting, it's a fun way to start thinking about what you're tasting and to think about what you're experiencing and to sort of approach it in a more systematic way. So for a lot of people, that's a great first step. Totally free, and you can record tasting notes on any coffee you try. Even if it's office coffee, whatever it is, no problem.
Yeah, I really like that. Joining that international community of coffee lovers sounds like a whole lot of fun. And Jeff, we really appreciate your time coming on The Life of a Gentleman, telling us about this. And we'll definitely be in touch. And everybody go to angelscup.com and let's check this out.
Thank you so much, Rich.
Welcome back. I hope by the end of that interview, you're ready to sign up for Angel's Cup. Get some of your energy back while tasting some great coffee roasts. Visit angelscup.com to get brewing. Again, I'm DeAndre Marie, the producer of The Life of a Gentleman, and I'm filling in for Richard while he's on vacation. As you know, The Life of a Gentleman has been about fashion since the very beginning. Our resident stylist, Dennis Styles, has been sharing style tips going on almost 2 years now. One episode in particular, he explains the 10 things every gentleman should have. This is a great reminder, especially because this year is coming to a close and we should be ready and equipped for 2018. Do you have these 10 items? Let's find out. Hear Dennis and Richard talk about the 10 things every gentleman should have, only on The Life of a Gentleman.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Life of a Gentleman's podcast. And today we are joined by someone who has been with us since the very beginning of the show. Dennis Styles is on the line. How's it going today, Dennis?
Oh, man, I'm pretty excited. It feels like the first time recording. I haven't been on for some weeks, been busy working on other stuff. So it's always a pleasure, man, doing the show with you.
Yeah, definitely. Glad to have you back online. And seems like we're going to have an interesting discussion today. You know, we've been talking a lot about being well-rounded gentlemen, so we can't just be all about fashion. We want to take it to the next level. So I think you can help us with that. How's that sound?
Sounds great, man. Being a gentleman, it's not just clothes, you know, what you wear, how you act, but what you have, how you take care of your stuff, what you read, and what you own. So let's start off with 10 things that a gentleman should own and have.
I like this one. 10 things, guys. So listen up. We're going to run them down. No particular order, right, Dennis? We're just going to run through 1 through 10 and give some comments.
Yeah, I mean, just because it's number one doesn't mean it's the most important. I'm just going down the list of the things that I look for, not only for myself, but, you know, my friends and, you know, if you're striving to be a gentleman.
Sounds perfect. I can't wait. Let's have the first one.
Before you even buy clothes or just do all that stuff, you need to have a tailor. Now, a tailor is similar to a barber. You know, you only have one. So you have to make sure that you have a nice tailor that he understands you and you understand how he does his work. Because, you know, sometimes you go through a couple of tailors and you butt heads. I think the tailor should do this. You know, tailors have their own way of doing things. So I have one. I think every gentleman should have one. What do you think, Rich?
Couldn't agree with you more. Just like you said. Comparing it to a barber, that's really a smart way to describe it because you want to have that relationship. Guys sometimes think you can just pop into any tailor shop in town and get your pants taken care of or get your shirts altered. It's a big mistake. This is a relationship. You know, sometimes it can last years. I've been seeing the same tailor for years. So when I walk in, you know, it's the red carpet treatment.
Yeah, man, I agree, man. That's the best part about it. You're actually excited to see a tailor. I look forward to my weekly visits because that's what has become, my friends, a weekly visit.
Making sure everything's taken care of. That's a perfect one. Let's have number two.
Let's jump right in it, man. Right after that comes a well-tailored suit. You don't have to have 20. You don't have to be a fashion guru. You don't have to be an influencer. You have to have at least one great, let's just say, navy tailor suit. It's easy to style. It complements everything that you do. You can take it from day to night. A navy suit is a must for every gentleman.
Yeah, definitely. The navy suit is the most versatile suit. It's probably, if you're just starting out buying suits, that's the first suit you need to buy is the navy suit. Another good thing about navy, it complements everybody's skin tone. It doesn't matter if you're pale or if you have really dark complexion. It looks great on everybody, especially with a crisp white shirt.
Exactly. It's just one of them suits, Rich, that you could layer it with any color shirt, pattern. I mean, you could pretty much even dress it down with a polo, a t-shirt. It just goes with everything, man. But I mean, if it's going to be your only suit, make sure you do what we tell you to do. Step number one, get a nice tailor to compliment you with that suit.
Yeah, that's a perfect tip right there. I like how the first two went hand in hand. Can't wait to hear the next one.
This is one of my favorites, Rich. A weekend bag or overnight bag. Every gentleman should have a nice weekend bag. Nice leather, good size where it's not too big and it's not too small where you can take it on the go. What do you think about that, man?
Yeah, these are nice. Thinking about my bag, you know, I got a trip planned this weekend coming up and I'm looking forward to it, but yeah, I've got a nice leather duffel bag.
Ooh.
And
what color, man?
It is a caramel color, like a caramel brown.
Oh my god, that's my favorite.
Yeah, it's got a lot of nice texture to it.
Extra pockets
can fit everything in there, like you said, perfect for a weekend. I can fit a pair of shoes in there if I want enough clothes for the weekend, and I can also bring a toiletry bag and put it in there with it. Like you said, sling that over the shoulder, come walking in the hotel. It looks like you're ready to mean business.
Yeah, think about that, man. You're walking down the airport and you're just walking in your bag with a nice suit or even a nice pair of jeans and a sports jacket. It looks like a guy that knows how to take care of himself and knows how to travel in style.
Yeah, you know what? The other thing is people show you a lot more respect when you come with that bag as opposed to... Let's say you come with just a backpack. Now you're looking like a college kid. You see the difference?
Exactly, man. Instead of just trolling a big bag all over, you know, the airport or from one place to another, just have a nice weekend bag, man. Like I said, you have two choices. You could do the overnight bag, which the size difference is not substantial, but it's still good enough where it's just for a day.
Yeah, that's perfect.
You got everything you need, man.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great investment guys have to make.
Oh yeah, you have to have at least two or three, whether, you know, start off with a nice brown or tan color, you know, like Rich said, and then take over with a black, blue, however you want it.
Perfect tips. I'm loving these so far. Let's have number four.
All right, let's go with a shoehorn. Shoehorn is also something that you should take everywhere with you. It helps you maintain your shoes. So it kind of goes hand in hand with what we talked about. You know, a bag, that's something that you can put in your weekend bag. You know, that's something that you can take wherever you go, and it's affordable, and it just helps maintain, you know, the way your shoe looks.
Yeah, that's a good one. A lot of guys overlook it. You know, they're used to cramming their feet into their shoes, messing up the back of their shoes. And, you know, I put a shoehorn in the Harrison Blake monthly subscription earlier this year. And you know what's crazy, Dennis?
What's that?
Got a lot of feedback. Some people didn't like it. They thought it wasn't a useful item. Can you believe that?
Horrible. I mean, I'm not surprised. The guys, you know, they'll look at that and say, yeah, you know what, I'm going to put this away. I'm going to use my finger. I'm going to use some other form of way to maintain my shoes.
Basically, they're going to do something wrong. You know, the shoehorn, like you said, it's overlooked. What I like to do personally, I have my shoehorn pretty much next to my bed on my nightstand. It's easy access. That way, I mean, you pull out a nice pair of shoes, you don't want to use your finger or just kind of crush the back of the shoe. Don't be civilized, man.
No, man. I mean, you could get the shorter one or the longer one, which those are easy to get, Rich. I mean, put it this way. I got this one in IKEA right now, a nice long one for 99 cents. So you don't even have to bend over. If you have issues with your back, you're good. Just remember, and this also works well with the loafers, whether it's pass or pay loafers, because those are the hardest shoes to get into because they're very firm.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And we're right in the middle of loafer season. So with that price point you just gave them, nobody should have any excuses.
IKEA has it for you guys. So let's move on to the next one. Man, let's do a great barber. Now, let me tell you a little story, man. I recently moved from Jersey to Maryland, and it took me a while. You know, I left my barber. I've been going with him for over 10 years. Obviously, I'm not going to make a three-hour trip just to get a haircut. So I was on a mission to find a barber, went through a couple of guys, found the right guy, and the guy has been a staple. Because I'm that kind of person that with the way my hair is, I have to maintain it, or else it's going to get curly, and it needs to have a fade at all times. So barber is very important to every gentleman, man. You have to have that, you know, relationship with him, where he knows what you want, and if you want to try something new, he's open to it, and he understands what looks good on you and what does not. And it's number one thing, he's honest with you.
Yeah, you're right. A barber can make or break you. You know, you can be you can be dressed up, man, ready to go out, take your lady out for a night on the town, a concert or something like that. And if your hair cuts off, man, it's going to throw the whole look off. So, yeah, the barber, man, he can do miracles. He can make you look like a movie star if he wants.
Exactly. You know, make sure the guy is versatile, too. Like, for his reason, I tell him, hey, listen, I think this month I'm going to go with the mohawk, and then next month I might just go with the regular flat top or any other hairstyle that you might prefer. He's got me, so I'm glad I found him. I think I'm going to be going with him for a while now, at least to the time I'm in Maryland.
Sounds good. Yeah, just got to find the right one. That's exactly right. I'm loving these tips. You know, we're halfway through, and we've got so many good ones. I can't wait to hear the next half.
Let's straight away from fashion, Lynn. Let's talk about grilling. Now, all of us, you know, summertime, I know Rich spends a lot of time in this beautiful million-dollar home. He's got a big backyard.
Yeah, okay.
And he uses it to grill. So my preference is gas grill, charcoal grill, whatever one you have. I have a gas grill right now, and I use it as like an extension of a kitchen pretty much outside. So I can make any and everything possible on that grill. That's something that every gentleman should own. Remember, you have friends over, you know, what's the best thing to do, man? Hey, listen, come over to the house, we'll grill up, make some hot dogs, burgers, steaks, ribs, and you have a good time.
I really like that one. You're right, though. I am a grill person. You know, I like to grill out. I have a gas grill myself. I like it for the convenience. Like you said, it's an extension of your kitchen's fast.
Yeah.
Now, I admit, charcoal tastes better, you know. But
It does.
I just don't have the time, you know, honestly. So the gas works. But here's my thing, Dennis. I think I shared this with you before, man. I have a master-built smoker. It's an electric smoker. Guys, man, I'm telling you right now, I can make the best ribs in the world on that thing. I can make some mouth-watering chicken on that smoker. It's amazing what you can do. Basically, put it like this. I've tried almost every kind of meat on there. I guarantee you, if you get a smoker, I can make the best ribeye you've ever had on that smoker. And you can
really?
See, you can smoke a ribeye steak in an hour and a half, tops, start to finish with the smoker. And I'm telling you, that's good eating.
Okay, so I am going to be making that 7 to 8 hour drive over your way, my friend.
Let's do it.
Before the summer. Now, let me ask you a question, Rich. Do you make your own sauce?
Actually, you know what? I don't make my own sauce. What I do with the smoker is I brine the meat for 24 hours, and I just leave it in the fridge and let it marinate for 24 hours. And so once the meat comes off the rack of the smoker, I don't even need sauce. That's the crazy thing. Like, I don't even use sauce a lot. Some of the family, you know, will have it, and they can put it on the side or something like that. But
yeah.
Kind of dip in there. But, I mean, it's so flavorful because the meat's been marinating for a day. And then the slow cooking.
I just picture it sliding off the bone, man. Nice and gentle.
Yeah, no, it really does. It really does. We could go on and on about this. I remember we had a show about this, you know, about 6 months ago. But I think it's time we do another cooking episode. Me and you will jump on there.
I agree, man. So, guys, man, stop going over somebody's house and for a barbecue. Why don't you entertain your own barbecue like a true gentleman would?
Yes, it's definitely a nice gesture. I mean, you got to get it in before.
And it's impressive, too, when they see you doing your thing and everybody's around having a good time. And you're the boss.
Yeah, you're the main event.
Yeah, man. So everybody's looking at you like, hey, man, what you making? What's that, you know? And that's impressive, man.
Yeah, it is. Nah, that's a great tip. Every gentleman should have a grill, and not just have a grill, but fool around on it until you get good with it and know how to use it.
Yeah, what about the guys that live in apartments? How do you see that going?
Well, I mean, depends. Sometimes they let you have it, you know, and they have some small ones, too, that you can get down on.
And some apartments do have a little patio outside,
yeah.
Or they share, a long backyard outside where everybody is able to do what they need to do.
Yeah, don't let that stop you, and especially with the electric smoker. They have some smaller ones, and you just plug that bad boy up with your wood chips, you're in business.
And guys, right now is the time to get them too, because their price is low right now. Probably you get one, you get a nice decent one for $100.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, in the spring, don't get it then. You know, in the spring they're expensive, but now towards the end of summer, they're practically giving those things away. So
go out with extra cabinets and everything.
Yeah, go get one.
Alright, let's jump right on to the next one here. This is where you keep everything that you make and earn. A good quality wallet. I can't begin to tell you how many times, you know, a guy is dressed nice and he just pops out something from the back and it's like a big noggin. And he just, hey man, can you paying for the bill, right? Sure, let me get my wallet. It's too thick. The leather is not there anymore. It's old. And I don't know if he's just tired or he just doesn't want to take the credit cards out and put it into a new wallet, but you must have a nice, you know, steady, firm wallet. I'm not talking about the thick ones, just a nice size one where you keep enough things in there that are important to your everyday lifestyle.
Yeah, you talk about that big wallet. It always makes me think of that Seinfeld episode where George had that giant wallet and everybody wondered how and he tried to fit that one last receipt in there and it just couldn't take it. It just busted and exploded and his whole life kind of just went up and everywhere blowing in the wind, you know. But the thing about it is, you're right, when you pull out that big old football size wallet, I mean,
you can slam it, you can spike it on the table, and that thing will break anything.
It looks insane. It's like, what are you doing?
What's
think about
there? How many receipts do you have in there?
Yeah, you think about James Bond or somebody suave. You know, would he pull that out? Come on, guys. What kind of wallet do you have, Dennis?
I have a nice Cole Haan one, nice brown leather one. It's small, man. It gets me through my day, man. I got enough, my credit cards, and that's it, man. My license, that's it. I don't keep receipts. Business cards, all that stuff, I leave it at home.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've got one of those kind of hybrid wallets where it's a money clip and it just kind of compresses down on your credit cards and your license. And I love it because I can tuck that thing in my back pocket and it's just bouncing around back there because, you know, it's small. Or I can put it in inside pocket of my sports jacket and you don't even know
that's
it's
the
there.
That's the best one. You can put it on your sports jacket.
Yeah, it doesn't look bulky. You know, it's low profile, especially when you're going out. Who wants to be carrying this big old wallet around weighing you down?
Exactly. It's bad enough you got to carry a big iPhone 7 or, you know, all the phone, you know, all these big technology phones around. Unless you have a wallet, that's too much, man.
Yeah, it's overboard. Let's dive into number 8.
All right, man, let's do this. Now, I know I've been knowing Rich for a while, so I know how he is and what he likes. So I know you like to read a lot, Rich. So I think every gentleman should have a book at hand at all times. It just makes you look like you're a gentleman, that you know what you're doing. You like to read, learn, and spend some of your downtime reading instead of doing other stuff. So I'm big on reading, so that'll be one of my tips, man. Now, the book that I'm going through right now is by Joyce Meyer. It's Battlefield of the Mind. I'm working on it right now. It's pretty much, it tells you how to deal with thousands of things going through your head and how to kind of maneuver things and help you understand the everyday grind of life and make you see things the way, you know, how God will see things. So I'm a fan of it. I like the book. I recommend it. So it's Battlefield of the Mind. So guys, you should check that out.
Yeah, that's a great tip, you know, something that gets overlooked. And you're right, I'm a huge reader. And I also like audiobooks, you know. I find it very enjoyable letting your mind work, you know, rather than watching TV where your mind shuts down, you know. And so the thing about books, it can take you to faraway places. And also, like you said, nonfiction books, you can learn something. So the book that I currently have on deck is an oldie but goodie. It's The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And it's something to help your mindset shift from a negative thought to, you know, thinking positive about the outlook for life. You know, I like that. And like I said, I also love fiction books. I could go on and on about books. But
yeah, I'm big on fiction.
What kind of fiction do you like?
Mystery.
Yeah, same here. I like mystery detective novels.
Oh my God, those are the best, man. That's why I love when they make them into movies. So I'm a fan of those. But yeah, that looks like a good find, man. Good plug there, Rich.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Books also, Dennis is a conversation starter. You're sitting there at a cafe or something, having a coffee, and this is for you single guys. If you're doing that, man, you're gonna get the eye of ladies walking by, because you know you're kind of a distinguished gentleman when you're doing that, rather than sitting there fiddling around on your phone, you know, looking at YouTube videos.
Playing with your Facebook or Twitter.
Step it up a little bit, right? Yeah.
All right, so make sure you read, guys. Buy, get a book ASAP. You know, get little downtime that, you know, we all do have. Just use it on that. And watching silly stuff on TV.
Yeah, and I'm going to put a plug in. Go to my website, thelifeofagent.com. I got 5 fiction books that you can choose from. And there's 2 nonfiction books. And one is The Life of a Gentleman. That one's free. You can get that free just by going to the website, thelifeofagent.com.
Perfect. I sure will, my friend. All right, let's dive into something that helps with the reading and style too, which is eyewear and sunglasses. Let me tell you something, gentlemen. When it comes to sunglasses, just have 1 or 2. That's it. That's all you need. You don't have to have a bunch of sunglasses, and make sure it's something modern or vintage or anything that you want, man. It could be modern, vintage. It could be a nice pair of aviators. And same thing goes with the eyewear, man. Always have a nice pair of nice prescription glasses on deck. Just please make sure they have lenses, man. I can't see a guy walking around with no lenses on his eyewear, man. But, you know, there's a lot of ways to get them. Everybody sells them. Me currently, I'm pretty much loving the eyewear from Siloware. So they always have good stuff. You know, I'm collaborating with them, and everything they give me has been on point. I use it for when I go out to a nice event, to work, or just to read my books.
Yeah, I agree totally. I like the thought of getting just a couple pair of sunglasses. I mean, you don't need to collect them. I mean, if that's your thing, it's your thing. But, you know, realistically, like you said, a classic pair of aviators is really not going to go out of style.
And it has to be a brand. I mean, name brand sunglasses.
Yeah, no,
think,
don't.
What do you think?
Yeah,
I
don't.
Think good quality.
Yeah, good quality. Don't. You want it to last. I mean, you run into the gas station and grab a pair for $5.99.
Or middle of the mall, those little concession stands. Nah, it's not going to work.
Nope, they won't last as long. I mean, people will say, no, it looks just like the real thing. Yeah, but there's a difference between looks like and actually is. So you got to be careful.
Yeah, so guys, get a nice pair of sunglasses, invest in them. Good ones are usually $150 and above. They have them on sale. You can probably get them from $99 at Macy's. Just make sure they're good quality, man. So let's dive into the last one, which is pretty simple and easy. Always have on a nice moisturizer. I'm the type of person, I'm always washing my face, you know, everywhere I go. So right after that, I always use a moisturizer where I'm outside, indoors, or even before I go to bed. So I'm big on, you know, face creams, face wash. You know, when you get older, Rich, you have to take care of your skin more, man.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You can have one on the go, as far as put it in your bag, or you have one waiting for you in your bathroom.
Yeah, that's a great tip. You know, we've touched on that before on the podcast, too. You gotta moisturize your skin, guys. I mean, we're not lizards, you know. Can't be dry like that. It really will age you. You can stay looking younger. When you moisturize, your skin is going to be clearer, smoother. I mean, just look at Dennis.
Wrinkle-free, hopefully.
Dennis is like 50 years old, but he looks, you know, he looks young because he's moisturized.
Exactly, man. Hey, see that, man? Now he's staying a secret. You see that, guys? I moisturize. I know what products to use. Shout out to Kiehl's, too, man. Kiehl's always coming up with good stuff. So they're amazing when it comes to the products. That's another, actually, item that you have to spend some money on, you know?
Oh yeah, good point. You're not a teenager, so don't walk into the grocery store and just walk down the aisle and grab some Clearasil or something like that and think I'm good to go.
No, it doesn't
work like that.
No. By the way, guys, another tip too: if you're in the mall with your girlfriend, or you know, significant other, wife, follow her to the stores when it comes to eye creams, man. They all got good stuff in there too.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's when I tag along. You know, when she goes to the mall.
It's like, hey, where you going today?
Yeah,
going
because...
to Mac? Okay, let's see what they got in there.
You know what,
Nordstrom?
Yeah, you know what's the good thing about Nordstrom? I was just going to mention that. Free samples. Tell them about the free samples.
Free samples. Yo, let me tell you something. Free samples will last you too, man.
Yeah, won't they? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to moisturize. This is great. So let's run down this top 10 list. I'm going to just go through it real quick, and then we'll sum it up. You need a good tailor, good navy suit, weekend bag, shoehorn, barber, a grill, a wallet, a book, some eyewear, and moisturizer. Did we get them all?
Yes, sir. And you know what's the key to this, Rich? Think about them. Go, guys, listening to all the lists that I came up with. Everything could be done in one day. That's all the stuff that you take with you every day. So that's technically one full lifestyle outfit. If you think about it.
Yeah, you're right.
You have a suit, you have a bag, you have sunglasses. That's something that you could take with you every day. Just take all that stuff with you. You can make a day out of it.
Yeah, and when you're traveling, you got the weekend bag. And when I travel, I always have a book with me. If I don't have a book, I have my tablet. I got my Kindle books downloaded so I can take them with me. Oh, man, this was a great list. 10 things every gentleman should have. Dennis, y'all did yourself this time. We love this list. I think everybody can get so much value out of it. It'll be fun to get feedback from the listeners and see what people have or what they're missing. Let's see if everybody can make sure they have every item on this list. That'd be great.
Yeah, guys. I mean, I'm glad we ran through the list. Just remember, guys, everything's not about, you know, what you're wearing and what you use. Also, what you have at home. Because sooner or later, people are going to want to come over. Take care of your homes like you take care of yourselves.
That's perfect. Dennis had a lot of fun with this list and got me wanting to grill out. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, man, I'll be there soon too, man, because those barbecue ribs.
Sounds good. And let everybody know where they can follow you so they can see the style and get some more tips from you. How can they get in touch with you?
Hi, guys, if you need any tips on what moisturizer to use, what I'm using currently, or a bag that I have, sunglasses I wear, just hit me up on Instagram on Dennis_styles.
All right, sounds good. And until next time, Dennis, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, man, take care.
Well, gentlemen, that concludes another episode of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Thank you for tuning in to our throwback episode. We hope we jogged your memory a little bit, and maybe you heard something you didn't catch the first time around. We would like to thank you, the listener, as always, for continuing to show us support. Do us a quick favor. Rate and review The Life of a Gentleman so we can improve our weekly episodes that debut every Monday at 3 p.m. Thanks again to Richard, our host, Jeff from Angel's Cup, and Dennis Styles for making this throwback episode possible. Make sure you tune in next week for another great episode with more great interviews. As Richard always says, until next time, take care. These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.